Hi everyone. Welcome to the meeting today. A little disclaimer, real quick. I am taking care of a 6-month-old puppy who I tried to tuck her out for a good 30 to 45 minutes before this meeting, but still has a lot of energy. So I may be having to like go off camera to let her in and out, throw a toy here and there, and I apologize for the disruption. I did my best to make sure we wouldn't have to deal with this, but I'll show her off that she.
Done
What was that, Anne?
that. Been there,
Yeah. She's super cute. So if she calms down, I'll show her off to everyone, and that will be our collective reward. I'm also not in my usual place, so I'm going to be toggling between different screens on my little computer. So bear with me today, please. I appreciate all of you, and I'm going to try and get us out of here by 4:30. But with that, I will say, for the record, today is Wednesday, August 12th. The time is 3:35 p.m. This is the time and place of the Public Art and Community Design Committee, and I would ask that Sadie, our PAC DC administrator, establish quorum with a roll call, please.
Adia Jamil, Adrian Ackerman,
Present.
Alicia Vasquez, Ann Lopez,
Sure.
Audrey Wehner,
Here.
Brandon Varela,
Here.
Jacqueline Jean Barrios,
Here.
Dusty Reyes,
Present.
Leanne Hernandez, Lily Tate,
Here.
Jim Glock,
Present.
Janet Fisher, Lizzie Golden,
Present.
Logan Green,
Here.
you, Maureen Loic,
Here.
Nancy Funk,
Here.
Valerie Sipp, and Wesley Cree. And we do have a quorum with 12 members present.
Awesome. Thank you, Sadie. We'll move on to item number 2, the introduction of guests and attendees. And then I have a special shout out at the end, but we do have some guests here that I'm really excited about. And so would love to invite any guests that are new to the meeting to come off mute, maybe get on camera if you can, and introduce yourselves.
I was waiting to see if Erica and Marwa would say hi. Yay. Hi everyone, I'm Kate. I work at Living Streets Alliance, and I'm here with Erica Prather and Marwa Malikzada from AmFi. Do you guys want to say hi?
Hi, I'm Erica.
Hi, my name is Marwa.
And we're with AmFi Women and Girls Union. So we are a union in the AmFi neighborhood, hence the name, AmFi Women and Girls Union. And you'll hear more about Marwa's project later in the agenda.
Great. Thank you. And for the record, Valerie Sipp joined the meeting at 3:38.
Great. Thanks, Sadie. Thank you to our esteemed guests. And speaking of esteemed folks, I just want to do a special shout out to Maureen, who has been with us, well before me, since 2014, representing Pima County, and this is going to be her last meeting with us. And so there's going to be steep competition for folks jumping in to make motions and second, for folks that are going to advocate for county perspectives, to bring so much balance and history to our collective knowledge, and to advocate for colored pencil art. So we have some really big shoes to fill here. And I just wanted to personally thank Maureen. I reached out to you personally, but I wanted to reiterate it here for everyone and for the record that I've learned so much about public art in this region from you and how to be an effective member of this committee. So thank you. And I just wanted to see if there's anything you'd like to say or share.
Well, I think you should all just keep up with the wonderful work and important work that you're doing. And I've had a lot of enjoyment doing this. I'm in a couple of other groups that are like expanding exponentially, and I have to keep up. So, and I think it's time. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't think we have any other guests, although I am glad to see Adriana. It's nice to see you here. I'm not sure if you wanted to chime in or say hi.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. And thank you so much for your volunteer service. I'd like to echo Chair Eckerman's graceful appreciation for Maureen's service throughout all of these years. Thank you so much for everything that you have contributed to the committee, and feel free to send over some of your mentees. Really appreciate your perspective, and thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. Okay, with that, we'll move on to item number 3, call to the audience.
Chair Eckerman, Wilwin has his hands raised.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not see that.
That's right. I just want to take a moment to thank Maureen personally. I already wrote a personal email, but I thought the committee should know how great she's been when I transitioned to the Arts Foundation and became director of public art. Maureen helped out a lot, showed me the ropes of how this committee works with the city and the county. And I just want to thank you so much for all of your hard work.
Okay, thank you. And you don't have to continue because we have to be done by 4:30, remember?
And with that, sorry, I just have to know, Jim, where you are. It looks so idyllic. And then we'll move on to call to the audience.
I'm in Clay Elum, Washington. This is the Whispering Pines RV resort along the Yakima River and Interstate 90.
That was so specific. Thank you. And they sound like they're more than whispering now, but I'm so glad you get to take this meeting from that hopefully much cooler place. Okay, now we'll move on to item number 3, call to the audience. This is the time when any member of the public may address the Public Art and Community Design Committee members. Due to time constraints, the total time allocated for this is 15 minutes. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes each. At the conclusion to the call to the audience, members of the public body may respond to a personal criticism made by those who have addressed the public body, may ask staff to review a matter, or may ask that a matter be put on a future agenda. Please note that personal criticisms do not include criticisms of a policy, project, proposal, etc. Members of the public body shall not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. Sadie, with that, do we have any members of the audience today?
Yes, there's a couple of folks in the attendee room. Mark Sawyer has signed up to speak, and so I will promote him to the panel and start his clock once he's in.
Great. Yeah, and Mark, once you get in, you can take it away. I got to let this puppy in.
Okay, Mark. So go ahead and come off of mute and feel free to begin when you're ready. You have 3 minutes.
Okay, I hope I'm coming through. It appears my camera's not working. I'm with the Western Photographic Historical Society. We're a 501c3 nonprofit that's been around in Tucson for about 50 years now. And we've sponsored a lot of events, Center for Creative Photography, other events around town, worked with the university and Pima College. We're hoping to find a permanent home that we can establish a community darkroom, exhibition area, things like that. And we're wondering, I don't know if this is the right venue to ask about it, but is there subsidized space available to a nonprofit like us?
Are you done with your comments, Mr. Sawyer? You have about 2 more minutes left, and there can't be a back and forth between the committee members, but they could comment at the end of your comment.
Okay, thank you. I guess the only other comment, we're looking for something we could pay $500 or $1,000 a month, hope to get 2 or 3,000 square feet, we can do the rehabilitation of the space. And while I know you can't commit or comment, if you could perhaps steer me to the right committee or group that might be able to help with this. Over.
Okay, thank you. So are you yielding the rest of your time then?
I'll yield the rest of the time.
Okay, thank you. And then, Mr. Schwartz, are you here to speak at the call to the audience or just observe? If you would like to speak, you can raise your hand, but if not, we'll.
And Sadie, are we allowed to comment, like, after that, after Mr. Sawyer's question?
Yes.
Before so, another?
For sure. So if... you know, you're kind of limited to what you can say, but you're welcome to comment, but you can't take action.
Right. Okay. Oh, Jim, did you have something?
Just to have Mr. Sawyer contact Chris Layton at Peach Properties. There may be an opportunity for space at one of the WAMO warehouses.
Thank you, Jim. And Mr. Sawyer, what I was going to offer in the similar vein is that if you wanted to put those requirements that you're looking for into an email and send them to the PACD organizers, to Sadie, then she can circulate them with us. And we have a lot of like really well-connected folks on this committee that could hopefully try to also put some suggestions out there for you, and maybe we can get you that person that Jim just recommended, like their direct contact information too.
Okay, thank you very much. It's just the kind of contacts I'm looking for today.
Thank you for reaching out and being here with us. Are there any other comments from folks that they want to put out there for this really sweet ask of our community member? Okay, well, not yet, but hopefully when you get the email reply, there will be more.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and I'll move you back to the attendee room, and you're welcome to continue observing the meeting.
Did the other person?
I don't believe... Mr. Schwartz is here to speak at the call to the audience.
Okay. And there's no one else?
No one else.
Okay. Let me get back to the agenda here. Okay. Next up, item number 4, the committee member activity report. So this is just updates on news and activities by PACDC committee members. Logan, I feel like it's your last chance to plug your big event. And if anybody else has anything exciting coming up, please briefly share in this moment.
Cool. Since you teed me up, Camp Groundworks is our annual fundraiser at Groundworks. And at this point, we're about to we're finalizing the auction. If anybody knows anything, anybody who wants to donate something for our online auction, but otherwise, please look into that next week in case you want a good deal on something that you know goes to help out Tucson's youth arts community. But the event itself is August 28th, 29th, and 30th, and I'll send Sadie an updated flyer.
Thanks, Logan. Anybody else have anything coming up they want to share with the group? Echoing Jim from when he led these meetings, hearing none. I'll add my own real quick. We are having another autumnal equinox burlesque benefit at Crooked Tooth Brewery on September 25th. This one's called Sweet Harvest, and it's going to be supporting Alma, which it feels topical for today because it's the AmFi Liberation Mutual Aid Group that provides resources and services to our houseless community members in the AmFi neighborhood. And at our last event, we almost sold out, and they're only getting bigger. So if you want to come see me MC, if you want to come support Alma, if you want to wish me a happy birthday, get your tickets early. I would love to see you there. Okay. And the next one, wow, this is just stacked me talking at you. So I'm going to go really quickly through the next item, excuse me, the item number 5, report on education outreach efforts. So this is just the opportunity for us to report back on the education subcommittee outreach efforts with that giant name that we're still retooling. I will say that we had a very successful meeting. Huge kudos and thanks to Sadie and the Arts Foundation team for pulling together a meeting so quickly after their long vacation. And we made a lot of progress. We did not get to the point we had hoped to, so we don't have like the public art plan amendments to share with you at this meeting, but we hope to in September. And the information that Wilwyn will cover in a moment on the public art director's report was really illuminating to us. It helped us to understand that a lot of those perceived differences in who's getting awarded what fall outside of the public art realm, are much more relegated to the private art realm. So that was really, really helpful information. We tooled with some language and approaches to how we might encourage several different forms of diversity in terms of public art selections and artist selections, and not just the artists themselves, but the subject matter, the themes, the kind of like interpretation of what the Sonoran Desert is and what represents it. And we're going to be making recommendations and kind of training slides that the Arts Foundation team can work into the panelist experience and their orientation, so they have that mindset going into their selection process, as opposed to trying to advocate for like caps on public art awards or things like that. So really trying to find a way that we can encourage thinking outside of the box and diversifying, you know, what's in our visual field and what's under the purview of public art, while also working to actively not further restrict public artists from feeling called to answer the calls. And is there anything else that anyone from the education subcommittee wants to add before I wrap this item up?
I will add that we had many talking points, but we were limited with just the amount of, you know, work that needs to happen in between. So we only got through a couple of them. So we are looking for additional assistance, I think, on some of the other things to go into the art plan recommendations.
Nice plug, Logan. Yes. So if you're interested in joining for the September Education Subcommittee meeting, just let Sadie know. And I think, yeah, the one other thing I forgot was that, did I just lose it? There was one other thing we worked on that I wanted to touch on. Sorry, y'all. We learned more. This is also in the public art director's report. We learned more about the kind of art education core that the Arts Foundation is working towards, and came, I think, to a really great place of offering the education subcommittee as being like a material support for developing that curriculum and working towards that workshop getting up and off the ground in the spring. And then potentially being a support in securing funding and like resourcing to create video modules shortly thereafter. So really just trying to combine our efforts as much as possible so that there's not additional burden on the Arts Foundation staff, and that the Education Subcommittee and PACD as a whole can help achieve these goals of helping artists understand how to get involved in the process. I think that's it. Okay, any other comments, questions? Hearing none. Item number 6, the Public Art Director's Report. This is an overview and update on upcoming public art projects and some of that data I was just referring to. Wilwyn, take it away.
Thank you, Chair Ackerman. And that helps because I want to get to this fast. We have some guests here and action items that I want to get to, and no one has to listen to all this housekeeping. But I will advocate for, if you don't typically look at the report, which would be sad, definitely look at it this time, because I added a section, or Here, I'll share it real quick just to get some eyes on it if I can. Sadie. Okay. Okay, so just fast forwarding to page 2. Here's a normal text part you can read at your own. At the request of, I think it was Leanne, was asking about artists that get selected for projects, and I offered to put this together because I know I could easily assemble it. So it's basically artists that have been selected for projects through our Arts Foundation run projects since 2020 to now. And the columns are by year. Each year, each artist that is listed has had at least one within this time period, and I'll tell you which year it is and the total amount of them. It's kind of an alphabetical order, I think. So I won't go through this too much. I'll let you do that, and you can answer questions later or now. But if we look towards the bottom, because they are in order of amount, total amount. So if you look at the top right is a total for each artist. And the artists that have had the most projects within the past 5 years, there's only been a couple. And it's been Penn Macias from 2022 to 4. Joe O'Connell, who in 2020 got a number of projects, and then just one, it's Creative Machines, one recently. Other than that, it's been, there isn't a big disparity in artist selections that I think a lot of people have, that Adrian did make a comment about. I'm going to stop sharing. Largely in the private sector in downtown is where you see a lot of the same artists rotating. So I'll leave it at that. And available for any questions.
Thanks, Wilwyn. Any questions or comments? I'll just share that I know Wilwyn shared with us that he's working towards getting this information on the website, the Arts Foundation website as well, in some way, shape, or form, so that we can also, if folks, you know, join us for public comment, express their concerns, we can point them to this kind of dashboard and show them clearly, like, It's not the case. Okay.
Just to clarify, so sorry, just a question then. Hi. So the point about maybe multiple artists in the downtown area, that's kind of not confirmed by the table. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, that's not confirmed by the table because we don't know. We can't access that. We don't know how that. It doesn't go through any organization. It's the developers work directly.
Oh, I see. I see. So they're not Arts Foundation artists, or they could be private or
yes. Okay. Yeah. So I think all the artists that do those big murals are in our directory and have possibly got, like, may have gotten a commission, but not the numbers that we see. So I think if some of the most artists to get the most commissions, one of them was on this list for one project.
Mm-hmm. Where would you go to get that data?
I'm sorry,
go ahead. I said if you are curious.
Sorry, point of clarification about the last thing that Adrian said. I don't know if this is going to be on the website because it's kind of a weird, like, it's not the type of thing that'd be on a website, but I plan on putting in some sort of dashboard that will be publicly available. Sorry about that. Jack?
I just wanted to know, because that is something I just sort of have in the back of my mind, you know, but don't really know how to find out if that's true or if a reporter has said anything about that. Is that something of interest to, or something within our purview to investigate or think through just generally, you know, in terms of like the footprint? Of certain artists.
Certainly. You know, it's something we're interested in finding out as well, but it's not necessarily in our purview to use our time for that sort of investigative journalism, I think. But you know, we're interested in lots of ways to work on that. You know, I've talked about how other cities have art and private development programs that are similar to our percent of art program, where, you know, 1% of development goes to public art and goes through a process. But that's not in place, and it's something we'd like to work on in the future. But as far as identifying how the processes work currently, we could use all of the investigators as possible.
So as I'm understanding, you're saying that now we don't have, there isn't any policy in place that kind of has a public review of artists chosen for like private kind of art that gets public funding or any kind of, okay.
Yeah, not these aren't city projects.
Mm-hmm.
And they may or may not be city properties or buildings, but those are private leases, mm-hmm. to my best of my knowledge.
Right. I mean, but they do kind of like create a certain public, you know, visual landscape, as you know.
They do.
So
that has no oversight. Yes.
Right. That part has no oversight. Okay. Beyond like public discourse or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I saw a lot of enthusiastic head nods from Adriana, and I will just say real quick before I turn it over to her, this sounds like a job for the education subcommittee when they are in conversations with the city and county and Arts Foundation staff about these sort of questions that are coming up. So maybe we can pin that for that, and that would be my plug for you to join us if you'd like. Jacqueline Jean Barrios with my favorite three-name. Adriana.
Thank you. It's pretty much in line with what's been stated now. But yeah, Jacqueline, there's a lot of there are phenomenal people who are really dedicated to documenting the artistic museum without walls that we have here in the city. I've seen a lot of incredible posts on Instagram. We don't currently have the research arm at the Arts Foundation to accurately document and capture that. But for example, here's a couple of options. The Arts Foundation has a START grant. It's $5,000. And individuals and nonprofit arts organizations are eligible to apply. That grant program is coming up really soon. There's two tracks of support. One is the community impact. So this would make a really good case for community impact. And the second one is, I'll just make a pitch for technical assistance for artists. So anything that will help an artist move forward in their career, either getting materials or getting equipment or getting mentorship, pay for a conference, pay for educational opportunities. Like, this is a time for all of PECT to encourage those artists who may not be in a position right now where they can, where they have been, where they could use a little more education or resources or equipment. Please encourage artists to apply. And Jacqueline, back to your point, yeah, if just thinking about the education committee Adrian was talking about and the resources that, you know, university students may have, like, these could be really incredible research projects, and it helps move the conversation forward from an idea to an actual proposal that can get other stakeholders and ultimately resources involved to help provide the community with the self-determination to identify and create the aesthetics in their surroundings, while at the same time opening up opportunities for Tucson artists to be competitive on a global market and also bring global influences locally. So I think thank you for bringing up those questions.
Yeah, thank you for all those suggestions. Good reminders. And I know that if the Arts Foundation is willing to put together little outreach blurbs or flyers for us to share, that we'll do another round of reaching out to our communities intentionally to get the word out about those opportunities. Okay, we are just past 4:00. Still trying to get us out of here by 4:30, but I want to make sure that the next topics have the attention that they deserve. Is there any other questions or comments on this one before we move on? Okay. Let's see. Oops. Sorry. Okay. Next is a quick one. Item number 7, review and approval of the July 8th, 2026 meeting minutes.
Move to approve.
Thank you, Anne. Move to approve.
Second.
Got a second from Dusty. All right. Any discussion, comments? No? I will just say excellent minutes, Sadie. No notes. We can move to a vote.
Okay, thank you. Mattia Jamil. Adrian Ackerman.
Approve.
Alicia Vasquez. Ann Lopez.
Approve.
Audrey Wehner.
Approve.
Brandon Varela.
Approve.
Jacqueline Jean Barrios.
Approved.
Dusty Reyes.
Approved.
Leanne Hernandez. Lily Tate.
Approve.
Jim Glock.
Approved.
Janet Fisher. Lizzie Golden.
Approved.
Logan Green.
Approved.
Maureen Lewick.
Approved.
Nancy Fung.
Approved.
Valerie Sipp.
Approved.
Wesley Creek. And motion carries.
Great, thank you. Okay, item number 8. This is an exciting one. Review of the subcommittee recommendation of selected applicants for the 2026 public artist roster. We have a chunk of time dedicated to this. There's a lot to cover. I'll put it over to you, Yu-Yu.
Thank you, Adrian. Let me share my screen here. Thank you all for being here as well. Okay, can you see my screen? Looks like you can. Okay. All right. So the 2026 public artist roster, it's been quite some time since we formally, well, I guess it's been 3 years since we launched the last roster. So this was exciting to see a group of new artists who applied. So for this roster program, as you all know, applicants are eligible for public art projects that are under $100,000 for the next 2 years. So this is a way to really minimize the administrative burden for both applicants and Arts Foundation. So we received 136 eligible applications, which is amazing. That's a great turnout. 106 of them are from the Arts Foundation service region and 30, which are from the outside of the service region. And the link to the accepted applicants should be on the PACDC agenda. So you can look through that while we go through this slide here.
And then, Mr. Tori, the link was sent to the PACDC members.
Okay, great. Okay, so we'll just move along here. So as you all know, May 26th was the initial deadline for the first phase of the roster, and we just didn't get big enough turnout. So we did extend the deadline and the service region. And there was a little bit of concern about the service region being extended. I just want to point out some of the numbers here. So when we first submitted the deadline for the May 26th, there were only about 70 applications, and 7 of them would have been ineligible because they were outside of the service region. When we extended the deadline as well as the service region, there was a bump to 136 total applicants, and about 80% of the final eligible pool of applicants were within our local region, and 30 applicants outside of the service region. So that's a really good turnout for our hyper-local, artist community. It's a super majority of local artists. Nearly, if you want to take a fraction of a person, however you want to deal with those numbers, but about 4 of every 5 applicants were within our direct service region. So that's for every new applicant that we got with the extended deadline, it was actually it seemed like it was in service to our service region. And I'm sure, you know, that's in large part to our communications outreach, but also to all of you PAC-DC members who did the work to reach out to your network. Okay, so these are just the criteria questions that the applicants were gauged upon. It went over material knowledge, unique subject matter, community engagement. It's a really big one, excuse me, and overall perspective and voice that would contribute to the collection, the city's public art collection. We had 22 artists that weren't selected for the public artist roster, and we just have the names listed here. So these artists did go through the same review as all the accepted artists, and we did go through every single one of these applications during the final review meeting, and you know, according to the panelists, didn't meet the criteria or majority vote to be recommended. But look at the 113 artists that were selected. Not going to name all of them, and you can view all of the individual artists through that link, but we do have an amazing like selection, a variation of types of artists. And yeah, they're all representing Arizona, so that's great. I'm going to just quickly go over a very, very small selection of artists here. All these artists represented here were, they were scored on the very, very high threshold. So they scored, the majority of the panels, highly recommended them. So we have integrated architectural artists. We have freestanding, artists who are capable of creating freestanding artwork. We have local artists here on the right. This is actually downtown and kind of tucked away, but this is a donation project. So there's obviously a big emphasis on community engagement here. On the left is a Tempe artist who's capable of doing capital improvement projects. So there's a capacity for budgeting and like understanding timelines. And here, this is a selection of artists who I would say come from a more fine art background. And, you know, the panelists selected them to be on the roster because they show that they have the capacity to think of their work in a public art setting, and also expressed how they would be engaging with community, showed other artworks through mock-ups or smaller projects of how they may be potentially able to like span or like scale up with their artwork. So the bottom panel here is a ceramicist who, this is more of an interior artwork, but I think the scale of the artwork and just detail to craft was really compelling to the panelists. Okay, and a roster wouldn't be complete without our muralists. So here we have new applicants who haven't been on the roster before. And, you know, as you can see, it's a very amazing, diverse range of artists. Now, the one here on the bottom right is a mock-up. So we have encouraged artists to, you know, if they didn't have a robust public art portfolio, that this is a space where they can imagine themselves as a public artist and how that may look like, and consider how community engagement would be applied to these mock-ups. Okay, so the public artist roster will be applied to these. There's three that's in the queue right now. There's a much more like bigger handful that we haven't yet announced, but Fire Station 14, Todd Harris Sports Complex, and Lincoln Regional Park. So these will be coming up in the next few years. And as I mentioned, we received 135 applications. And so I want to just send a big shout out to our PAC-DC members, Lizzie Golden, Ann Lopez, Janet Fisher, and our community members as serving as panelists. It took a lot of time and effort, so we see that work, and we thank you for that. All right, and that is that for the roster.
Thank you so much to, fellow PAC DC members that served and UU for that presentation. I know this is an action item, but I just want to check real quick and see if there are any questions, comments, anything that PAC DC members who served on the selection panel would like to share.
Point of order, Chair Ackerman. Co-Chair Hernandez has joined us at 4:15.
Yay, welcome.
It was great to see a lot of emerging artists, and I think there are some cool ideas about like mentorship and how to get some of these emerging artists to a point where if this roster comes back around, when it comes back around, that they'll be at a point where they qualify or that their body of work demonstrates the quality that we're looking for. And so it felt really encouraging and great to see sort of the breadth of work that's out there right now.
Awesome. Thank you. Anybody else want to share real quick?
I will. There was one of the interesting things that I thought came out of it, besides the great breadth of abilities and imagination, is there were several, I couldn't count how many submissions from performance artists. And there was great discussion about having a separate roster of performance artists because they are definitely in the community. That's all. Sure.
As a performance artist, I love this idea, and I'm so glad that that came up. Thank you for sharing. I just want to, I know we're under the wire with time, but I just think this committee deserves a moment of celebration in this process because we took some really deliberate time to think through what would this year's selection for the artist roster look like, how we would balance PAC DC members and community members, where we would make the call for, and then we did had a really concerted effort to hype up that call and make sure we got more people to apply. So this seeing so many emerging artists and hyper local artists come out of that effort and that diligent process and thoughtful process that we took is just really inspiring to me, and I'm just really appreciate each of you for participating in that conversation, and especially the members that participated in the selection panel. My last little question is, did it feel like we struck the right mix between community members, PAC DC members, and how did that work out? If anyone could quickly speak to that.
Well, everything we I think having the two groups, we had two groups each wading through like 68 applicants, and we got together, I guess, last Friday and had a conversation. So that was really the only time we met, but it was great to hear different perspectives.
Awesome. Well, good job, everyone. Thank you, Arts Foundation staff, for working with us on that, helping our dreams come true for this hyperlocal roster. And with that, I will entertain a motion to approve the 2026 Public Artist Roster. Jim.
I'll move that we approve the 2026 artist roster. And again, hats off to Arts Foundation and the selection committee for going through all those applications and calling them down and coming up with, I think, a great roster for us to vote on today. Thank you, everyone who participated.
Thank you, Jim. Lizzie?
I second to move to approve the roster.
All right, any discussion? Okay, then we can go for a vote, Sadie.
Adia Jamil, Adrian Ackerman,
Enthusiastically approve.
Alicia Vasquez, Ann Lopez, Audrey Wehner,
Approve.
Brandon Varela,
Approve.
Jacqueline Jean Barrios.
Approve.
Dusty Reyes.
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez.
Approve.
Lily Tate.
Approve.
Jim Glock.
Approve.
Janet Fisher. Lizzie Golden.
Approve.
Logan Green.
Approve.
Maureen Lewick.
Approve.
Nancy Fung.
Approve.
Valerie Sipp.
Approve.
Wesley Cree. Okay, with that, we have unanimous approval.
Great. Thank you, everyone. Quick point of clarification, Sadie. Do we have any guests for item number 9 that are in the room?
Item 9, no, we do not.
Okay. Then I think I'm going to exercise some executive power here and move item 10 up so that we can hopefully get our esteemed guests off the line at the time that it says our meeting's going to end. Is that possible? Can we do that?
Of course.
Great. Okay. Then we will move on to item 10. If that's okay with you, if you as guests were like, actually, we wanted that extra 5 minutes, just let me know. You're good? Okay. Wonderful. So we're moving on to now what will be item number 9. It's agendized as item number 10, the review Amphi Bloom public art donation proposal. And Sadie, I'll invite you to take us through it.
Thank you. Let me just share my screen real quick, and then I'll pass it on to the applicant and the artists. All righty. Can you guys see my screen? Okay, great. So we received a donation request right before the Arts Foundation went off to our summer break. The applicant is Kate Saunders from Living Streets Alliance. And the artist is Marwa, who's here today. And this is just the agenda. As you know, we'll go over the donation criteria, the procedures, what the applicant and artist have completed so far, and then give you a chance to ask questions. So for donations, this is the criteria that you should use to base your vote on today. Basically, you're thinking about the appropriateness of the artwork in consideration of the design, any maintenance needs, their community support, and all of the assessments from the city that is within the donation packet that I sent you all. Think about how this artwork is appropriate to its surroundings, where it will actually be installed over in Ward 3, and if there's any other artworks that should be considered in relation to this artwork. As far as maintenance and production quality go, we do have the risk manager who is reviewing this donation currently. And so they're due the bulk of the work of making sure that the artwork is, you know, maintained and durable and fabricated correctly. And so our risk manager at the city will be reviewing their insurance and the stamped engineering drawings that they submitted. Any questions on the criteria here before we move on? Okay. Feel free to unmute because I can't see anyone if they're raising their hands. And then just quickly, more information about the actual artwork itself. Let me zoom in a bit. So this is a temporary project. It is going to be located on the Navajo and Fontana cross streets. It is a part of an effort to mitigate traffic. And so they'll be building out this traffic circle that also has the asphalt art within it and on the sides of it. And this is a collaboration between Living Streets Alliance and the Amphi Women and Girls Union. Here's more of a close-up of those wings and the inner circle. And then so far, the applicant has completed the following steps. They did submit their proposal. We have their letters of support The maintenance protocol form is signed by both the city department, which is Department of Transportation and Mobility, and also Director of Public Art. Ward 3 has approved this donation as well. They submitted their certificate of insurance, and currently the risk manager is reviewing this project. And with that, I will go ahead and stop sharing and open up the floor to the artists and the applicant if they'd like to share more.
Yeah, I'll speak briefly and just say thank you all, especially to Sadie and Adrian and Wilwyn for helping us move through the process and all of the working steps. It was my first time through the gate, even though LSA has done it many times. So thank you for all of your time and attention, and the rest of the committee members for being here. It means a lot to us. So yeah, I think Sadie said everything about the project, and I'll just call attention to the artistic component of the what we call quick build. These traffic calming installations is a huge opportunity for us to bring the community together in the neighborhood. And so we've been working with and alongside the AmFi Women and Girls Union for over a year, and doing walks in the neighborhood and assessments and picking the exact spot. What are the exact problems here? So working with the girls to come up with the solutions for the problems that they experience in their own neighborhood. And the artistic component, I'll let Marwa speak more about it, but we've been knocking on doors and inviting people, and we're gonna have a big block party. And so people are really excited about it. And if we weren't going through this process, we're limited to just geometric shapes. Which is even more kind of a limited process than we realized. And so when Marwa created such a beautiful piece, we were like, okay, we gotta push and move this forward. So thanks for your time. And with that, I will hand it off to Marwa to speak more about the piece. Do you want to tell us more, Marwa, about yourself and the artwork that you've created?
Sure. Hi, my name is Marwa. I'm one of the members of AmFi Women and Girls Union. It just makes me happy. So I lived in AmFi for 3.5 years, and I just graduated from high school in there. Also, about my work, like a quick build for, AmFi Bloom, we did it like, I did the art, and the union chose the colors. They saw the shape on designs like that thing, and they proved it. So basically, this kind of give me a vibe of my culture, and it's just give me kind of vibe from my unions, which is really want to when I just walking, I want to see it in the street and make me happy. That's it.
Thanks, Marwa. Thank you both so much for sharing. Erica, is there anything you would like to add about the union or anything else with the project? No pressure.
No, we're just super grateful to you all and to Kate for always being experimental with things like this and finding a creative solution instead of a no. She's kind of a superhero in that way. And I know all of you guys did a lot of, behind the scenes pushing. And we as a union had actually met with Jen Allen and Kevin Dahl's office. So they're very well aware of who we are and that Marwa has some awesome talent. And it's just exciting to see this, I think, in a growing portfolio of her work as a young artist as well. So just thanks so much for giving us time today.
Yeah, of course. And Mazel Tov, congratulations on graduating from high school, already being a part of a union, and being an emerging artist with a growing portfolio and presenting in front of a joint committee of the county and the city. Like, you're killing it. And I've heard bits and pieces about this project, and they have been, Kate's being humble, they've been knocking doors like in this recent heat just to get the signatures and approvals for this process. So I just want to, in a someone who lives near this neighborhood and is biased towards traffic calming circles and the art that I've seen for this design, Just want to put all that out there before we move to a discussion and vote. But with that, I will just ask, are there any questions that folks have for the applicant or artist? No? Oh, Anne? Oh, no? Okay. I just saw you come off mute. Okay, great. Well, with no questions, then I will entertain a motion to approve the Amphi Bloom Public Art Donation Proposal. And we all understand that that's with the caveat of it also getting the remaining approvals that it needs outside of our committee.
I approve the going forward of the Amphi Bloom Committee, Amphi Bloom Project, with our blessing.
You approve it, which means you move for it too?
Moving to approve it.
Great. Thank you. Any second out there? Maureen?
Second.
I second that motion. Oh, great.
Who, Valerie, was that you?
It was, yes.
Wonderful. Any discussion? No? Okay, then we can move to a vote.
Adia Jamil? Adrian Ackerman?
Also enthusiastically approve.
Alicia Vasquez? Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Audrey Wehner?
Approve.
Brandon Varela? Brandon?
He's coming off mute, but it's not. I can't hear you, Brandon. Oh, there
we go. Thank you. Jacqueline Jean Barrios?
Approve.
Dusty Reyes?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Lily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock?
Approve.
Janet Fisher? Lizzie Golden?
Approved.
Logan Green?
Approve.
Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Valerie Sipp?
Approved.
Wesley Cree? Okay, and with that, we have unanimous approval. Congratulations.
Yay!
We'll see you in the roster next time it opens up again.
And you heard about those grants earlier that are going to be available soon. And we hope, beyond hope, that we get a committee invite to the what are we
doing? You're all invited to the block party.
Block party. Thank you.
We're going to have food and music from all over the world and painting, free bike repair, maybe some ice cream. So, yeah, you're invited. I'll send it out.
Yeah, if you send it to Sadie, she can send it to all of us. Thank you so much for being here and for your patience. You're welcome to stay. We have just a couple more items, but you're also welcome to leave, and we won't take it personally.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, so moving on to now item number 10 was agendized as item number 9, relocation request for David Teneo panel mural at TCC. Back to you, UU. Thank you for your patience as I disrupted the agenda a little bit.
No worries. Thank you so much. I know we're short on time, so I'll try to respectfully breeze through this. Okay, so this is a request for a relocation subcommittee. The artwork that we'll be looking at is called Images of Arizona Southwest. It's created by Tucson's well-known artist David Teneo in 1990. These are painted panels located in the basement, the underground level of Tucson Convention Center, which is also home to the Tucson Musicians Museum. So this artwork was created by 800 participants, youth participants, as part of a summer program under the direction of David Teneo. The Tucson Musicians Museum has requested that the artwork be relocated to provide greater visibility, accessibility, and interpretive context for residents and visitors of the artwork. So this is the artwork in its full view. It does not even give you a full scale of like what how tall this image or how big the artwork is. It's 16 feet by 52 feet. So you can see a little bit of the striations in the panels separating the rows. Each panel is 4 feet tall. So two of those panels would be, you know, taller than the average panel. The Tucson Parks and Recreation Department were interested in moving the artwork to El Pueblo Activity Center. As some of our PACDC members, Dr. Barrios and Lizzie Golden, were part of the 50-year anniversary for that area. So it's aligning with city efforts to further expand that location as a more local community hub and emphasizing the arts. The El Pueblo Activity Center is part of a bigger complex that features a community center, excuse me, a senior center, neighborhood center, pool, and additional community services. This is just a very rough mock-up of how the artwork can look like. So as I mentioned earlier, the artwork is it's on panels, so they can be split up, and this was a suggestion from the El Pueblo Community Center, Mr. Ortiz, who leads that area. Okay, so Mr. Teneo and Liz Walter from the Tucson Musicians Museum are both aware that this is going through a formal relocation, and they're both interested in seeing relocated to El Pueblo Community Center. So for the subcommittee meeting, they'll both be in attendance. And this is just a very brief overview of how this process works. Just for full transparency, we receive the request. We'll go through the subcommittee here in pink. We'll come back with a recommendation where the broader PACDC will approve the vote and go up towards the city manager and city departments. So with that, we are requesting a motion to form a subcommittee for this relocation. Thank you.
Thank you, Yu-Yu. Thanks for it. That was a very respectful breeze through. We're not even at 4:40. Just point of clarification, when we move or vote to create a subcommittee, do we then make a call for members in this same meeting, or is that like at a different meeting?
It would be at this meeting. We do have the relocation subcommittee already formed for a handful of other projects. So if the members want to, you know, participate for that, just however the committee wants to operate with it.
So instead of forming a subcommittee, we can just refer to the existing. Okay. I think we've been here before and I should have remembered that. Any questions, comments, concerns about referring?
So if we want to join the conversation on, also, this is super exciting, but is it just a closed thing or there is going to be a subcommittee that's going to be formed?
So it sounds like it would be the subcommittee. There's already a deaccession relocation subcommittee.
Oh, I see.
I with see. Other projects, but you could join it is what I'm hearing.
As a guest or something or just to...
Just like you could join the education subcommittee, you can join it. Any...
Join all the committees. Yeah, no, it's exciting to hear about David Teneo's work coming back to or going to be contextualized by all of the murals that are in El Pueblo, since I feel like it's like the one part of Tucson's art scene that I kind of know something about. But so I'd love to just be a part of whatever that is. That's just my question or me. Contribute.
Great. Love it. Thank you. Before we hear from any other enthusiastic folks that might want to join, I will entertain a motion to refer this to the existing relocation and deaccession committee. Jim Glock coming in hot.
I'll move we refer this to the deaccession and relocation subcommittee, and that any members who choose to join the subcommittee for this particular item are allowed to do so up to the point where we stay short of a quorum of the full committee.
Great. Love that addition. Jim's done this before. I will entertain a second. Or is there a second?
Ms. Leanne.
Great. Thanks, Leanne. Any discussion? No, we can move to a vote.
Okay. Adia Jamil. Adrian Ackerman.
Approve.
Alicia Vasquez. Ann Lopez.
Approve, and I'm on the relocation committee.
Nice. Audrey Wehner.
Approve.
Brandon Varela. Oh. Brandon noted that he had to leave and he left the meeting at 4:35, but it did not impact our quorum. Jacqueline Jean Barrios?
Approve.
Dusty Reyes?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Lily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock?
Approved.
Janet Fisher? Lizzie Golden?
Approved.
Logan Green?
Approved.
Maureen Lewick?
Approved.
Nancy Fung?
Approved.
Valerie Sipp?
Approved.
Wesley Cree? And we have unanimous approval.
Awesome. Great. Anybody else want to join JJB on that committee? Well, we have existing members, so thank you for volunteering. Appreciate it. Okay, great. So second to last item here, 11, update from Arts Foundation's communications team. Gia is not here, so is there anything to report?
Yeah, what's in the room? Let me see if she sent me anything. It doesn't appear that I have an email from her, but I don't know if Wilwyn, if you have any upcoming events. I'm trying to pull up our newsletter, or any staff want to pitch any specific event or upcoming thing. If you haven't joined our newsletter yet, please do. That's where we promote all upcoming opportunities, both within the Arts Foundation and elsewhere.
Okay. And I'll just reiterate, I think our request, I kind of referred to it earlier in the meeting, but we'll continue to reiterate that for any upcoming events that Arts Foundation staff would like to share with us in a way that's easy for people to then post on social media or refer to their own networks, kind of like we did with the artist roster, we will be more than happy to take any images or little blurbs that you have and put them out to our network, our networks. So just reiterating that. Okay, then item number 12, a request for additions for future agenda items. I think I have an idea, but I might want to wait till the agenda setting meeting and see if we can flesh it out together with staff before getting it on the agenda. Is that okay? Okay, great. Anybody else? No? Okay, 4:43. Not quite 4:30, but it gave us 13 more minutes with Maureen. And we appreciate any of those that we get. Maureen's like, get me out of here. So I just want to say thank you to everyone. What an uplifting meeting. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Look forward to talking more about the public art plan in September. And we are adjourned at 4:44 p.m.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.